Watching people make food is so relaxing. It's a wholesome experience that really takes me back to my kitchen at home, watching the faces of my family members, you know, smiling, laughing, moving around in the kitchen kind of just very fluidly. It's beautiful. It's enjoyable. It's not chaotic. It's just calm. This is the exact opposite of that. Hi, I'm Maggie, and I'm a college student who knows nothing about cooking. But I'm determined to learn. Or at least, to try to learn. Welcome to Cook or Die Trying. Welcome back, everyone. After last week's, I would call it an utter failure, I'm back at it again with something much more manageable. I think a lot of things went wrong last time with my use of yeast and my lack of rolling pin just being the tip of the iceberg. But really what was wrong was that I was absolutely miserable. I had an awful, awful time cooking because it was chaotic and it was messy and it took hours. So it was unrealistic, like, you know, college student and all, and it really killed my excitement. So with that in mind, I decided to make a much easier meal for a college kid with a couple of hours in between commitments. So I'm making hamburgers and roasted potatoes. So for the potatoes, I'm following a recipe by Ina Garten. I watched her make it. I made sure that I'm pronouncing everything correctly. I'm going to need potatoes, thin skinned, some olive oil, salt and pepper, and then her secret ingredient, garlic. So I'm going to get started with chopping up the potatoes and we'll see how this goes. All right, so for the potatoes, I'm following a recipe by Ina Garten. The oven is preheated and now I have to chop these little potatoes into littler pieces and also not cut my fingers in the process. What's interesting about this recipe is that I watched a video of her making it and she kind of just wings it. And then I read the actual recipe and there's very specific instructions. So I'm not sure how this is going to turn out, but I think I'm going to go with her, like, eyeballing it just because it makes a lot more sense. I'm also not making as much as the recipe calls for, so, but anyway, we'll see how that goes. I also feel like it's a very full circle moment to kind of, you know, have started this journey with Ina and to end it with her, because she is, as I said, as my listener will know, you know, she's my cooking icon. I love her. I love her husband. I didn't mention this in the first episode, but I was working over the summer at a ferry company back where I'm from, and I saw this little man who I had seen many times before on Ina Garten's television program, The Barefoot Contessa. And I was like, no way is that Jeffrey Garten. But he pulled up in the same car, he had the same face, and I ran over to the list and I checked if it was him, and it was him. And I was like, oh my God, are you serious? This is so exciting. But he just boarded the boat and I wasn't able to see him. I was distraught, it was awful. However, the very next week, I was working the same shift. I was kind of on red alert because I was like, maybe, just maybe, I'll see him again. You never know. Like, kind of just getting my hopes up. But there he was. There he was, pulling down the ferry, you know, driveway in his little old car that he had on the show. And I was so excited and I was so nervous, but I built up enough courage to walk up to him. And I turned to him and I just said, you know, are you Jeffrey Garten? And he said, why, yes, I am. And I said, oh my God, I am a huge fan of your wife. I absolutely love her.
And he's like, you know, I'm a huge fan too. And then I was just like, that was just, I don't know if it was the best moment of my life, but it's certainly up there. So Jeffrey, if you're watching this, thank you for saying hello to me. Mom, since you are probably watching this, I know you've heard the story 1,000 times, but it is my claim to fame, so. But anyway, all right. So I am about halfway through this bag of potatoes. I'm going to keep cutting. I'll reconnect with you guys once I'm doing some more interesting stuff. Alrighty, I am back. That took me way too long. Anyway, we're just gonna speed through the next few steps. So, I have the oven preheated to 400 degrees. I'm now taking my olive oil and I'm just kind of drizzling it over the potatoes. I don't really think that I need to measure this out. Oh my god, that could be famous last words, wouldn't it? I'm just doing as Ina did. So, all right, now I'm gonna do some salt. And some pepper. That was a packet of pepper. And now, let's see. We're gonna add a little bit of garlic. All right. Nice. Okay. Now I'm gonna toss these around. Kind of get them evenly coated. I did just wash my hands in case anyone was concerned. I just bought like a pack of colorful potatoes. Like there's some yellow and some, I think you call them like red ones, but there was also this one like purple one, and it's so interesting. I've never seen a potato like that before. It's so beautiful. It's like this really dark, rich purple color. Anyway, all right, so those are amply doused. I think Ina would be proud. It already smells good. All right, so I'm gonna throw these in the oven for about half an hour, and I'm gonna get started on the burgers next. All right, and we're back. So I am exceedingly nervous about cooking meat because I don't want to die. So I've been doing some research about how I should go about cooking it. And it says to keep, it says to keep the beef cold. That way it expands when it hits the hot skillet. Something about keeping the fat cold, and then I don't know. Anyway, I'm gonna trust this stuff, because I don't know anything. It also says to add the salt last, because salt draws out moisture, so it would like make the like beef patty kind of just shrink and be gross. It also says to use a cast iron skillet, which I don't have, so we're gonna have to deal with a regular old pan one, but yeah. It also says to like poke a hole in the middle of the burger, which I have never seen before. Like they look like little burger donuts, but then I'm assuming like they expand when they're cooked. Yeah, that's how it looks. Oh, and they're drenched in butter. Oh, this is gonna be good. Okay, so I'm gonna run into the fridge. I'm gonna grab the butter. I also have to get the buns, and then we'll move on from there. so I'm in the kitchen now, whereas before I was working in my new living room. So I'm going to take the potato. It's only been, they've been in the oven for like 10 minutes, but I just want to take them out and kind of flip them around so they get evenly cooked as per Ina's instructions. Let me see. Just looking for a spatula. Yeah, okay, that'll do. Okay. So, let's see. And I wanted to do this before I started the burgers because there's no chance I'm not going to get overwhelmed. So, let's put the phone there. Oh, can you hear that? The sizzles? Ugh. Well, they're cooking. They look good. They smell good. So we're doing a little flipping. You can just listen in. Oh my god, they're like doing a little potato spoon. Oh my gosh, okay. Oven mitt just fell in the oven. We're doing great. Don't worry, I got it out. It's good. Okay. Let's flip these. I'm also gonna like try and space them out a little bit. I feel like everything is so close together. I don't know. Whatever. Okay, so they're looking good. Spaced, flipped, seasoned. Everything looks beautiful. Alright. Let's looking okay. All right, I'm gonna pop them back in the oven. I think there's a little bit less than 20 minutes left, so obviously enough time to cook the burgers for a normal person. Let's see how I make do. All right, okay, onto the burgers for real this time. Okay, so I first need to preheat the pan over medium-high heat. What does that mean? Medium-high? Is that like 7? There's numbers like a low. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, high. Is medium-high like 8? I guess. Like that's the medium of, I don't know. I don't know. This isn't helpful direction. But anyway. Alright. Pan is on the burner. Burner is on what I would assume is medium-high heat. Okay. The cold temperature. Okay. Keep the patties in the refrigerator. Blah, 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 blah. Okay. It says to move on to the next step now. So I need to spread butter. Oh, so it wants me to heat the buns on the pan. Interesting. I don't think I'm gonna do that, but that was a nice suggestion. I don't know, like, I guess I could. I just brought English muffins because that's how my dad makes hamburgers. That's what he makes them with, so I was like, yeah, let's do that. So, I don't know, I guess we could do that. I don't, would they be gross? I don't know. We could try it with one, and then I could just, like, toast the others, like, normal. Okay, getting my English muffin. Okay, and we're gonna cut it in half and then put some butter on it. And then you need just a minute on the. Okay. Alright, so cutting the English muffin, which I've heard you don't need to do. I've heard you can stick a fork in it and it falls apart. I've done this before and it doesn't really work. Maybe it's just me. It's very likely. All right, I'm grabbing a plate now. All right, English muffin on the plate, ready to be buttered. Thankfully this butter is a little bit soft because I had it sitting out for a few minutes, so that's nice. Okay, so now spread butter on top and bottom of the bun and place them butter side down on preheated skillet. Okay. So, we're gonna just... Yeah, this butter is not spreading well. I was just lying to myself. Anyway, it's fine. It's little clumps of butter across the English muffin. And it's fine. It's for me. It doesn't matter. Okay. Ooh, and there's that sound. Okay, so it only needs, like, a... Hang on. Okay, it only needs a minute or so. And then we take them off the heat, and then we move on to the burgers. Which is a little bit concerning, but here we are. Okay, and second English muffin. Watch the sound. Okay, so that's that for now. Give them about a minute, and we'll check on them then. Sound good? All right. Okay, I'm gonna take the English muffins off now. Mostly because they don't, like, they look fine. And they smell fine because it's just butter on a piece of bread, but I just don't see the point of this. Like, yeah, they're toasted now. Okay, whatever. I don't know. Eh. Alright, I think I'm gonna... Oh god, now I don't know what to do. Okay, I'm gonna put butter in the pan. I'm gonna turn it down to medium heat for a minute. I'm gonna put butter in the pan. And then I'm gonna increase the heat and cook the burgers. Okay, like, if you could see me right now, you could tell that I'm just racked with nerves. Let's see, I only have 7 minutes left on my potatoes. I told you this would take me a long time. Okay, let's warm the pan with the butter. Then when you see the first wisp of smoke, you're ready for the burgers. Okay. Let's just throw a pad on there. Urgh! I think the butter is burnt because it's brown and disgusting. I don't really know. Now I'm getting super freaked out. I don't know what to do. Okay, I guess acting fast is probably the move. Okay, so is it smoking? Yes, it is. That means we need to increase the heat to medium high and then cook the burgers. Okay, I'm gonna grab the burgers. I'm gonna try and calm my nerves for a sec. I'll be right back. Okay, I'm talking loudly now because I have the fan on the window open and I brought my rotating fan into the living room. So the butter was burning. So I'm gonna try it again. I think once, like, my room is a little bit smoky, but I think once the smoke clears out and I've calmed down for a second, I think it'll be okay. So I'm gonna revert back to oil because I don't think it burns as quickly as butter. And then I'll actually get to cooking the burgers. Maybe. Probably. Hopefully. But anyway. Alright. Yeah, once the smoke clears out of this room, I mean business, so. Okay, but in the meantime, I've now turned off the stove hood fan. So I'm gonna take the potatoes out of the oven. I think they might be done. If not, we can always pop them in for another few minutes, but let's see. Oh, they look gorgeous. I think I'm gonna leave them in for another minute because I like crispy potatoes, but let me do them a little flipping again. And then I think they should be good. Oh, they're so lovely. To all my listeners, I'm sorry that you're missing out on this, because
They look and smell fantastic. Also, there is so much that there will definitely be some left over. But yeah, this is Ina Garten's roasted garlic potato recipe. If anyone is interested, she is the cooking goddess. She is the Barefoot Contessa. I wholeheartedly recommend her recipes now that they've worked, kind of. I say that before I've even eaten them. Look at how cocky I've gotten. Meanwhile, I'm like burning my kitchen down. Anyway, all right, so I'm gonna throw the potatoes back in the oven for another few minutes, and then I think I've recuperated enough to start the hamburgers. So let's put these away and we'll see them in another few minutes. All right, I haven't forgotten about the next part of this. I have been doing so much research about how you should be cooking. Not that I didn't do research before. I don't want to be like, oh, I was just going into it blind. Like, I've read a few articles, blah, 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 you know the drill. But I was looking for, like, the best type of oil to be using since I decided to ditch the butter because I've learned that butter has a high smoke point, I think? I don't know. Anyway, it burns quickly, so I don't need that because I don't want this to burn quickly, so I'm using olive oil. I found, like, 5 articles that are like, olive oil is the best. And then I found some that are like, never use olive oil. So I'm just gonna work with what I have. None of this seems to be ideal. This is all wicked intimidating. But I'm committed, so I'm just getting a plate ready now to put next to the stove. I have my poor English muffin there it's ready to go, but clearly nothing is ready for it. So yeah, I'm gonna let the oil heat up a little bit because it's only been on the pan for a minute or so now, but I wanted to get open the burgers because I have to poke a little hole in them, as I mentioned before. And then I'm gonna throw them into the pan. They need to cook. I read 3 minutes on one side and then like 4 minutes on the other, but I think that's kind of depending on how you like your burger cooked. I like mine kind of like medium wellish, so 7-8 minutes thereabouts sounds like a good plan for me. But anyway. Okay, so the pan is just starting to smoke, and from the 15,000 things that I read, I'm pretty sure that's an indication of now I'm being able to put the burger down into it. So I'm gonna take my first burger, I'm gonna poke a little hole in the middle. Ew, this is gross. But I read that it's important because otherwise they'll like swell up. And that sounds worse than me poking around with raw meat. But anyway, okay, so this is the first patty going into the pan. Oh my god. Okay, so that's it sizzling there. I'm gonna leave it on one side for like 3 minutes, and then I'm gonna flip it over. I'll let you know when I'm flipping it. I'll let you know. I'm gonna devote my attention to this happening right now. Okay.
Okay, so it's been about 7 minutes. I'm going to go ahead and take the first one off of the pan. Ah, yes. Forgot what quiet sounded like. And put it right onto the poor English muffin that has been sitting there for ages now. Just waiting. All right, and there we go. First burger is done. I have four more. I will not put you through the excruciating pain that is listening to me cook all of them. But once these four are done, I will taste test everything. The potatoes are just now done as well, so we have a whole meal ahead of ourselves. We'll see how it tastes. Okay, so after what was a rather traumatic cooking experience, as per usual with me, I now have four burgers, and I'm going to bite into one, and I also have these roasted potatoes, which look amazing. Let's see. And they are, oh my god, the garlic. I wasn't gonna doubt Ina, because why would I do that? But it's so good. It just adds a whole nother level to it that I thought was gonna be totally weird, but it totally works, and it is delicious. Alright, and now, don't mind the background noise. Perks of living in a dorm room. You just get a lot of fun noises all the time. Anyway, now I'm gonna try my burger. That's not bad. And it's cooked. It's so nice to end on a success. But anyway, alright, I'm gonna finish the rest of this. Do a little debrief afterwards, and no, oh my god, it's so good. All right, everyone, the results are in. So I made a meal. Yes, it was hamburgers and roasted potatoes, but it was actually good. It was edible, and I am so beyond excited. You know, just the fact that the food was not only edible, as I just said, but also tasted delicious. It was a really exciting accomplishment. But it actually got better. So I was making this food, blah, 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 and I invited my roommate and I invited my boyfriend over to share, you know, all the food that was left over, and we all sat down and ate together. And that was so special. And as I was kind of in this moment of us just talking about our lives and, you know, where our futures were headed and the fears that we have and, you know, the memories that we're grateful for, I thought about my professor for this class who has been pushing me to think more deeply about what it means to cook a meal. And I'm gonna admit, for a while, I didn't get it. I was like, listen, sustenance, important, hungry, got it. But when we shared the meal together, and it was a meal that I made, and it was the reason that we all sat together and, you know, shared stories and that sort of thing, it all made sense. I understood it all at once. Yes, we were having a meal, but we were brought together by this meal. And I think that moments like this, you know, as we look out now, I'm on the verge of graduation. Moments like this are fleeting. So to have this one in the memory bank kind of filed away, it's really special. I think it means a little bit more to me now as a senior headed out into the world. But anyway, I won't get too sappy on you. So this is my podcast, and wrapping it up now is a symbol of my senior year coming to a close, graduation, and I guess the future on the horizon. I'm grateful to everyone who has helped me along the way, and I really hope you know who you are. We'll see what the future holds. Hopefully no professional cooking. Probably not any professional cooking. But anyway, I'm Maggie, a hopeless and hungry soon-to-be college graduate, and thank you for joining me as I cook or die trying.